One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of The Dark Explorer, a conversation with John Montelongo. And it seems to me, too, that with what you do, I don't know if you have a name exactly for what you do, but it seems like people would go, oh, then you believe in all this evil stuff, when really you're the guy going in and fighting the evil stuff. So you're the guy who goes in with faith on his side and God on his side.
Yeah. And so there's like a fake Facebook profile out there right now who literally talks nothing but mess about us. Like, this page has called me like a devil worshiper. I'm a cult leader. I fake everything. I think the weirdest thing that that page has ever posted, saying that I pumped poison gas into the city lines, making everybody hallucinate, and they want to call me for investigations.
Well, geez, you're much smarter than I gave you credit for. If you could do that,
I'm like, isn't this something that Ghostbusters said in the first one?
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, yeah, this. What I mean, like I said, we've had our fair shares of just people not understanding where we come from, and they think right away, like, oh, they're just going to come in with their stuff and try to cause more harm. And I'm like, and believe it or not, it's like you said earlier, I mean, it's mostly come from like people who say that they're Christians, people who say this, people who say that, and calling us and going into your home. And then you're finding out different. You're like, oh, well, okay, this is totally different than what I thought. You know, you guys are way different than what I thought. And that's, like I say, our reputation is something that is important to me, because it helps out other families who are really needing help. And then they go on our Facebook page, and they'll see all the reviews, and they'll see everybody who's talking about us saying how much we helped them and all this other stuff. And hey, you know, they are faith-based and all this other stuff. So this is the people that you really need.
Yeah.
To call if you are actually needing trouble, if you are in trouble, so to speak, you know, so.
And I think that so often, comments, I try not to read them. So for all the people who might have said something negative about me, I'm sorry, I don't read it, because I can't. That's all you hear in your head. And really, with what you're doing, it's not about, if you've got a nasty comment for me, I really don't care, because I really need to help that person and that family. And if I help them, that's what I do. It's not about you and your thoughts.
Yeah,
you can keep that to yourself. And I think anymore, everybody sits behind a keyboard and they don't think other people care and have feelings, I guess. They can just be horribly cruel sometimes, but...
Yeah, the keyboard warriors.
Yes, exactly. And with what you do, I find it interesting, too, because I've talked to other people about this.
Yeah.
With this sort of situation, it could also be a mental health problem.
Yeah.
Because there are people, and I have known people, that are schizophrenic and they're seeing things that aren't there. And despite the fact that you're telling them this, mm-hmm. that's not happening. There's no infiltration. There's no men outside your house in the trees. You know, it's that's not happening. You can't help those people. They need professional help in a different way. How are you able to kind of decipher the difference between somebody having a mental health crisis versus somebody who needs help with a demonic entity?
Well, I can't really say what we do as far as our little tricks of the trade, but I can tell you, like,
you have some techniques.
Yeah, I do. So, like, whenever we get a call and say, this person has, like, I believe I have something demonic in my house, all this other stuff. Okay, cool. Go in there, and I have, like, little things that I have either in my hand, in my pocket, inside my hat, whatever it may be. And if they do not react to me, then I know that that's not something that's possibly going on. Now, I've had cases to where I've literally had something in my pocket, you know, and I know that if something truly is, you know, demonic or something evil or darker energy that is in there, they right away just feel that energy coming from wherever I have the object at or whatever it may be. And it's like they cannot keep their eyes off of it. And it's like they will watch it and move it with it. And no matter what I do or no matter where I go, they will keep their, they can literally talk to Jordan, talking to her about, their eyes would be on me moving around and see what I'm doing, you know? So that's one of the things that we look out for. The other thing is too, like I can always say this too. I mean, I will sometimes like put holy water in my palm of my hand. And when I go in there and shake their hand, you know, I just see what their reaction is, just to see.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And, you know, if they don't, I've had somebody go, ouch. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't do anything. And then I've had some people who just don't react at all.
That's interesting. Like,
okay, that's one thing there's a couple of things that we do all the time, you know, but a lot of the times too, because, and I can pretty much estimate on the age range of our cases that people who are feeling that they are needing extremely help because of something demonic or something that's going on in their home is people who are like in their age group of like 40 years old to 50 years old. And simply because how taboo paranormal was to speak about back in their younger days, they didn't know how to deal with it because everybody has some type of ability. You know, there's not one person who doesn't have something. They either, it depends on, it's either zero or it's all the way up to 10 or it's in the middle. You know, so depending on how their abilities are, so to speak. In some cases, people who are at a 10 and have been like that all throughout their life, but had no one to speak to, it really gets to the point to where they turn to like heavy drugs, they turn to alcohol, they turn to something
to quiet
like that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. To quiet it down, but then they don't have anyone still to talk to you. So when we get called to a particular case like that, it is something that's mentally going on that's up there. But at the same time, it's like, I need to talk to this person one-on-one and let them know, like, hey, I'm here with you. I've been through this before. I've been to the point where, hey, you can't even talk about this, you know, because people will think you're crazy. But I'm here right now and to let you know, like, hey, I believe you 100%. You know, so, and most of the time, that's all they really need is somebody there just to talk with. About, hey, I'm not crazy, right? Mm-hmm. No, you're not crazy. You know, I've done through this. I've been through this. I've lived through this. You know, I know what you're feeling and let's just talk about it. And having that sit down, whatever it may be, 2 or 3 hours, whatever it may be. I mean, you can just tell by them getting that off their chest it just changes their life and how they look at things and even how they, you can just kind of see like the glow back in their face already, you know, because it's like, oh, finally somebody who truly understands where I'm coming from. Yeah, somebody who cares, you know. And most of the time, it's just like that, you know. And then we don't leave, you know, just to leave. We're like, nah, okay, we're gone. But we'll sit there and talk with them. We sit there and give them like, okay, this is what you need to do from now on. So that way you're able to quiet down these voices. You're able to quiet down all these things. You're able to decipher what's actually coming into your home, what's trying to cause you harm, what's actually just around because they notice your light and they want to talk to you. But at the same time, you don't know how to deal with that. So you need to learn to say, no, I can't help you. You know, so we try to give them a whole lot of things before we leave, and then we keep their numbers and all this other stuff. So anytime that they run into trouble or they just can't deal with it for some reason, or they just had a bad day at work and their emotions and everything is so wide open and allows things to come into their life and they just don't know what to do because they're so overwhelmed. Hey, give me a call. We'll talk through it. We'll message you whatever through it. I mean, we're there for you, you know? So that is just one thing that we do, but a lot of it, I mean, it has to do with mental illness, but even though I'm saying mental illness, it doesn't really mean like it's mental illness. It's just, they just didn't know how to deal with it anymore. Yeah. And it kind of led them to like a weird path in their life to where, you know, they just look like, hey, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm emotionally broke down and all this other stuff. And I don't know who to talk to. There's been a couple of cases where it's literally been, you know, somebody who has a genuinely mental illness who has been to like the doctors, who have been to asylums and stuff like that. And, you know, and I tend to think that sometimes because they're on that spectrum, that they are so open that they allow things to come into the house. And even though that is happening, that even though that they are experiencing that through the mental illness, they can still bring something into the home. You know, they can still bring attachments, stuff like that into the home, any weird energies into the home because of how they are already. It can allow things to come in, you know. So we do our due diligence and we still pray over the house. We still bless the house. We still cleanse the home. We still do all the other stuff. We still pray over everybody if they allow us to pray over them. I mean, even the person, even the client, even though he may be, you know, suffering from mental illness, just praying over him and or her and allowing them to know like, okay, you know, he prayed over me, so I should be good. I'm okay, you know, and getting them to that stage is something that they just need, you know. So we do all that, you know. We try to take care of every single body, even the dogs and cats, you know. So, you know, we do everything.
I listened to some EVPs that you sent. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about a couple of them.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull these up, and you can kind of set this scene. Okay. There, it was a crematorium where you hear, help me. So I'm going to play a little bit of this. And sometimes in the EVP, so if someone's listening, you might have to put on headphones to hear it. Might have to be someplace quiet and turn it up. Because if you're out mowing your yard with your earbuds in, you might not be able to hear it.
Yep.
But tell me a little about the crematorium and set this one up before we play it.
Okay. Crematorium. So that is a mini, mini mansion. It's called the Watson House. Pretty much it's known for just, it was a mansion that turned into a funeral home. Mm-hmm. And all this other stuff. And there's been a lot of like crazy shadow figures in the place. There's been a lot of EVPs. But the thing with the EVPs though, the owner has told me that they are very quiet and they only want to talk to people who want to, I guess, who they want to communicate with. So like the entire time that we were there, I mean, we were running EVP recorders all night long. We really didn't catch anything. But when we were doing this phone to phone method, which, you know, we call each other cell phones and we put one cell phone in the target area and the other phone is kind of in where we're going to be at. So upon doing this, you know, we were doing the session just like that, and we really didn't get in very much. But on this last part, when we went to go retrieve the other cell phone from the crematorium, is when we got the EVP help me. And that was like the only one that we had like legitimately all night long. And it was just right in the mix of how everything is, like we're all talking and all this other stuff. And me listening, because it's all a bunch of guys that were there. It was myself and Jordan was already, she was already in bed. And then it was two other investigators and they have distinct voices already. So like when I went down there and I was listening to the EVP again, and I was like, wait a minute, you know, there's no woman down there, you know, and just listening and listening to it again and again. And I was like, okay, that is a straight up EVP that says, help me. And I don't know if it was like something that was a person who I passed by, or I mean, not passed by, but a person who has passed away or whatever it may be. But the odd thing about it is in that area of the mansion, that was like the area of where they say that the darker energy is at. So,
I don't know
if it was like something darker that was just trying to communicate and just trying to be put up a front, or is actually something that legitimately needed help.
So I'm going to play the part leading up to where you hear, help me. Here you go. And that's where you hear it right there. And so I made it a little bit louder. That help me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty incredible.
Just listening to the voice, it literally does sound like that person, that thing, whatever it may be, the spirit is actually needing help. You can just tell in the tone.
Yeah, and it's just help me, and yeah. It's high. And if Jordan was the only woman there, and she wasn't even there,
yeah, she was. We were already. So this is a 3-story house, and it's probably like about 10, 12 rooms or something like that. And we were already outside, and we're literally way outside. The crematorium is like outside and all the way down maybe another flight of stairs off on the yard, on the property yard. So it's like, and then it's covered in concrete. Like it's all concrete. So if Jordan was even saying anything, I mean, she would have the strongest lungs ever, you know, and the highest voice ever to even hear anything like that. So yeah, it was not her. No way.
So there's another one where I'm not exactly sure where you were, but yeah, I very strongly hear secrets.
Yeah.
And tell me a little about that investigation.
So that location is in Mineral Wells at the Nazareth Hospital.
Let me interrupt you real quick about Mineral Wells, Texas. That is one haunted city, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. They've got like the Baker Hotel there. There's a house. All of a sudden, I can't think of the name of it. Very haunted house there. I've heard so many stories about this city.
Yeah. So we were in the Nazareth Hospital in Mineral Wells. Now, around this time, I'm a full-time photographer. So I got hired to do some photos there for the haunt that was coming up for them for the season. And I didn't have really equipment at all. I think I just had a recorder. And they have, of course, they have like little security cameras, and that's about it. And I only had my regular camera, which it's not anything for paranormal. It's just, you know, photography. So it was storming on that day and stuff like that. And then the owner was just like, hey, you just want to do like a random investigation? I was like, I guess so. I mean, I only got like my recorder and I got nothing to do today. So, okay, let's do it. So upstairs and went straight to the fifth floor. Now, the fifth floor in the Nazareth Hospital is like the most active floor. Now, there's like something that's super dark in there. I don't know what it is, but man, it's really, really dark. What led up to that EVP that you're going to be talking about was I started from the back end. And if you go actually to the YouTube channel, it's like one EVP, two, three, and four. So like, it's literally in order. So I start going into the fifth floor to the left-hand side. And on the left-hand side, there's like a puddle of water there. And I'm actually just standing in the middle of the hall and I'm talking out loud to this thing. I'm like, hey, if you are here, I want you to come up close to me, stand next to me, do whatever you want and all this other stuff, just calling it to me. And then next thing you know, I hear what sounds like a barefoot hitting water and the water splashed on my ankle. And I was like, what? So I literally said, hey, dude, I felt like a splash on my ankle, like, and it sounded like a barefoot, like you get out of the shower and you hit your foot on the floor on a pavement or whatever. Says, you know, when you're going swimming and you're running through the concrete, it literally sounded like that. And I was like, it was like right here. And he was like, okay, let's go ahead and do more. So what I did after that one was I left my recorder in the middle of the hallway. And then we took off to the back end of the of the hall of the office. So at that point, I was still calling it over to me. And then on this particular EVP, you could hear them say, "We go? Yes, let's go." And then they were actually approaching us. And you can hear that conversation between those two things, whatever was going on. But they were intelligent enough to say, "Hey, let's have a plan. Let's go over there to them." And then as soon as we get there, you can hear them say, "John has secrets." And I'm like, okay, but I don't know what's going on. But if you actually, there's another video that I have there. But towards the end of it, we're all just standing there. And then we're hearing things walking around us. So then the owner was like feeling weird water on her head. And this room had no leaks in the roof and the ceiling, I mean. And she was like, "There's water on me." And I was like, "Dude, there's no water in there. There's no leaks in here. This room is dry." "No, I have water leaking on me." And I'm like, "Okay, well, let's turn on the flashlight." Turn on the flashlight. There's literally water droplets on her head. And then we look down, and then there are these big feet that look like claws all over the floor. And they're like size, probably like size 20, size 18s. I mean, and then they had like some weird looking claws that were long fingernails, and the toes were twisted everywhere. It was weird. And I'll send you that one, but so you can actually look at it. But that was all in one take, like within an hour, a time frame of an hour, all those EVPs and all that happened within that time frame.
And here's the John has secrets.
That's right.
And I should say you'll hear some talking and stuff in the background first.
That's right.
See, it's right there.
That's right.
And then, so I took that part of the audio and I denoised it a little bit, made it a little bit louder. Like, you very much hear secrets right there for sure. You hear, like, has secrets. John has secrets.
Now, the other thing about that, too, is actually did a minor rite in that building as well. There was a friend of the owner's who needed help. But the odd thing about it is, like, I never met this person. And I just literally saw him in passing or whatever it may be. And, like, when I saw him, I was like, "Oh, there's something attached to him." And I never knew his name or anything like that. I just knew. But then 4 months later, I get a call from the owner and was like, "Hey, my friend needs help. And we think that there's something like truly on him. And we need him. We need you over here." So I was like, "Okay, cool." Went all the way over there to Mineral Wells. And I took my spooky bag, so to speak. And went over there and literally had a minor rite in that building. And he was growling and everything like that too. So whatever was in that building and whatever was on him did not like me at all.
And I get why. You're probably threatening.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to intimidate you. I mean, that would make sense. And there's another one that you sent that I'm not playing the audio because I did find it disturbing. So just imagine in The Exorcist when Regan is screaming demonically and saying, that's what it feels like when she's screaming out. And so you just hear a lot of pain in this woman's voice. And it kind of triggered me. And I thought this could trigger other people. It might not be something they want to hear. They can most certainly go to your YouTube channel and listen. But you were giving a client a blessing.
Yeah. So I can give you the story on this one. So like, with this particular case, she already had two exorcisms performed on her with actual priests. And for some reason, it wasn't working. It wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. And who knows what was going on. Now, she called us. She didn't call me, but this case was given to me by a preacher. So he was like, "Okay, it's your turn, so to speak. Go ahead and try to see what's going on." I'm like, "All right, let's do it." Went all the way over there. Now, I met this person, and this person was probably about 5 foot tall, maybe something like that, and maybe about 200 pounds. You know, so just setting the stage. We get there, and of course, I did my trick that I usually do, and right away, she was noticing, and it was not just me; it was in a particular hand, and she was just watching that hand, and I noticed it right away, and I was like, "Okay, well, all right, this is gonna go down." So, I got myself prepared, all this other stuff. So, I asked her, you know, we don't do anything without permission. So that includes prayer, you know, so they have to actively say, yes, I want you to pray over me and I give you permission. So as soon as she does that, we get ready and we start praying over her. Now, at first it was me. Now I'm about 5'7", 5'8", and I'm like 240 right now, but I'm not fat, but I'm built. And so it's not like, you know, something can just bring me down and all this other stuff. So I start praying on her, and then I put my hand up on her forehead. The moment that I put my hand on her forehead, I have this medallion in my head, and I put it on her forehead. And she did not like that, or that thing did not like that. And right away, she starts fighting with me. Now, put that in perspective. I'm 5'8", 240. My brother, who was with me at that time, he's about 5'10". He's probably about 220. The other guy that was with me, he's about 6'2", about another 260. And then her husband is probably like around 5'6", 5'5". And he's a good, you know, 200 pounds too. It literally took all of us to hold her down. And then she was still standing up.
Oh, like, wow.
Like, she wasn't grabbing onto the couch. She was literally, because Daniel had one hand, and then her husband had the other hand, and my brother had her leg, and I pinned down my body weight on her other leg, and it was like she was almost like doing squats, and she just stood up like that, and the growls that were and the voices that were coming out of her, it literally sounded like there was three different people in there.
It did.
And three different growls and all this other stuff. And yeah, like you said, it may be triggering for some people, because hearing that type of stuff, I mean, it
bothers me.
Little stuff, you know, it's not something like, oh, we're going to fake this. And I have the video too, but I'm not going to post that because of my, you know, the privacy stuff that I believe that I have from my clients. But if anybody wants to hear the audio, I mean, just go check out the YouTube page and you can see it for yourself. You can
and
hear
it's,
it for yourself.
It's Dark Explorers EVP mm-hmm. Sessions number 2, Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
So go ahead and look that up and you can hear it for yourself. It bothered me. Think of The Exorcist and that way Reagan would scream. It was kind of like that. And I found it unsettling.
Yeah.
But one thing I do worry about with people like you is that, are you able, you know, we all need to leave work. We need a work-life balance. You need to be able to go out and have some fun. How do you have a work-life balance? I mean, you actually have a job. And you do other things, but how hard is that to leave it behind when you leave a house like that one in Mansfield and you just dealt with her? Do you just go, hey, I'm hungry, let's go get some breakfast? I mean, how are you able to separate it?
Most of the time I'm like that. Like, it doesn't really faze me that much.
Okay.
But it does drain the body.
Oh, so I like, bet.
Yeah. So literally, you know, I don't feel the effect, but my body feels like it's run a marathon or whatever it may be. And, you know, we're literally the next day is just, we're just crashed out, you know, and it feels like you have, you know, that I would call like a spiritual hangover, so to speak. So your whole body just feels it, you know, and we take our time. We order food, we go out to the garden, we go out to the back and just kind of soak in the sun and do whatever it may be. I mean, pretty much that's what we do. But, you know, other than that, you know, we always try to spend, me and Jordan spend time with each other and just, you know, do what we want to do. We either work on our office, you know, because we're renovating the house too. So we're just doing little things here and there just to keep our minds off stuff and, you know, let it just go on that way. But, you know, we do say prayers in our house and pray over each other that way. So, you know, anything that is trying to attach to ourselves or whatever it may be, we're just cleansing our house, you know, cleansing each other. So that way, you know, nothing stays around. But I mean, it nothing you do, I mean, it always takes a toll no matter what you do. It always takes it, you know, and you can be somebody, you know, who doesn't believe or whatever it may be, but the type of energy that you deal with is something real, you know, and it can affect you in any way, shape, or form. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to go after you. It's like we tell people, it doesn't really, you don't have to say, like, I don't believe in demons. That's cool with you if you don't believe in them. But, you know, when it's trying to get to you, it doesn't go after you. It goes after your family members. It goes after the weakest people in your life. You know, either it be your kids, grandkids, or somebody who's already kind of battling with health. You know, it goes after them first because it wants to break you down. And once it breaks you down, it knows that you will be vulnerable for it to come in. And then once that happens, that's when the game starts. We do all we can to protect ourselves and make sure that, you know, we are, our family is, you know, in good standings with everything. And we pray for them. We pray for our clients. We pray for our friends because we know how these things work. But most importantly, we take time for each other and try to just move forward, you know, from it. Before Jordan, you know, the what I would do is just like, yeah, go get food, go out and just take pictures of, you know, whatever is out there in the country or whatever it may be. I come across, you know, just traveling, whatever, you know, but that would be my thing, or just work out a ton.
So. Which, by the way, you're an incredible photographer. John had some great pictures of the eclipse. Great pictures. I was like, oh my God, I wish I could have seen that. What do you have any advice for someone who, how do you keep from being in this situation? How could somebody, I don't want anything demonic around me. I don't want that energy around me. I'm a very positive person. But what can someone do to protect themselves?
Basically, what we always say is just trying to have faith in something that you believe. You know, it doesn't, we don't really try to put Jesus in your face, Jesus in your face. But it's always like, hey, whatever you believe in, you got to wholeheartedly believe in it and not have like, I believe in, you know, a multiple of things, because that really doesn't say like my foundation is this, you know. So we always say, find something that you can just firmly believe in something. You know, it doesn't have to be God, but, you know, yeah, it may be helpful because of that, you know, but start off by baby steps, you know, just have something that you can firmly believe in and then work from there, you know, and you'll actually graduate, because you'll start seeing more of like, okay, I need to lean towards this more, or lean towards that more. And you'll just find your path there on your own. So we're not going to be just like, hey, Jesus is all the time. It doesn't work like that for some people. So we have to actually work with them, you know. So, and sometimes that's not the case, and they just need to hear like, hey, no matter what, you need to find a good foundation and start believing in that. Even though we can testify to it too as well, you know, just because you have a strong faith base on it doesn't mean that things will stop, you know, because things will test you always. Things will always test you no matter what. If you're doing good, there's something that's going to come along to like, okay, well, you're doing so good, we're just going to test you and see how you really are. It's a struggle. And, you know, and like I said before, I mean, we've had our broken hearts, and we've had our bumps in the roads with things like that that's come into our life. And, you know, we've had our rattles too. So, I mean, it's, we're not, you know, separated or anything like singled out because of what we do.
And what's the best way for people to get information about you? I'm assuming you're on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that.
Yeah.
Dark Explorers Paranormal Team.
Yeah. So if you really need to reach out, like really reach out to us, Facebook would be the best way. And that is on Dark Explorers Paranormal. We reply super fast. So whatever it may be, just send us a message and we'll get through that. But if you want to look at the evidence, it's on YouTube for Dark Explorers Paranormal. If you want to look at the photos that I take, you know, and like I said, like you mentioned, you know, I'm a professional photographer.
Great photos. So,
yeah. I have a lot of stuff on there, and that's John's photos on Instagram, and also I believe it's on TikTok as well, and there's some short clips on there as well. But yeah, if you want to call us and get us direct, that's a Dark Explorers Paranormal on Facebook.
Well, I'm going to start following you on Instagram right now, because I want to follow those photos. I want to see all of them, because you're really good. You've got a great eye.
I appreciate that.
But thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. I so appreciate it. It was a great conversation, and I'm going to fully admit, I'm glad we did this in the middle of the afternoon and not right before bed. I don't think I'd have done so well going to sleep.
Those EVPs.
And that wraps up our conversation with John Montelongo. If you'd like more information, just search for Dark Explorers Paranormal on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.